Did I stop that clock in there?
I'll put on here, it's June 20th, 1989, and I'm at Woody and Laverne Simmons in Mill Creek. And I'd just like to know, Woody, if you know, do you know where you got the Walking in the Parlor? Who did you hear play that?
I can't remember who I heard play that old tune. Mm-hmm. I've heard several people play it, though. Mm-hmm.
And do you have a name for that tuning that you play it in? What do you call that tuning? You just call it C-tuning? Or?
C-tuning or D. Back in the time I learned that, it was D.
They'd turn it up, crank it up to D, and so they'd play with the fiddle? Or?
Well, the old time tuning was you tuned the thumb string, the fifth string to A.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And the chord books was all showing that way. Mm-hmm. But in later years, they went to tune it in G, mm-hmm. where you opened the tuning was in A, but right. now they tune in G.
Mm-hmm. I still like to tune up to A.
Pardon?
I like to tune it up to A myself.
Yeah, that's originally an old time way of tuning. Yeah. Of course, I think you sound better tuned in A and for a Kallheimer work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, higher pitched, right? Mm-hmm. Do you remember who were the first people you heard play banjo?
First fella I heard play the banjo, I believe, was Floyd Swecker.
Floyd Swecker.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Did he play old-time Kallheimer style? Or?
He played both ways.
Okay.
And then some old colored fellas lived over in on the Ward farm. I heard them pick a banjo. They're the ones that owned my fiddled one mm-hmm. time. They worked for the Ward. They owned a big farm, John. My father's farm.
Now that was when you were a boy.
Yeah.
Were they old then, or were they what?
They was pretty old, like yeah.
So they could have maybe even been born slaves.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And then.
Yeah, that's what they was, you know, uh-huh. back in them days. And they, of course, worked for the wards, and they bought that old fiddle off of them and worked it out for day's work. Then they sold it to Cal Lucky. He is a black man. And Cal Lucky sold it to Arch Collins, old man Arch Collins, Harv Collins' father. They is old people, you know. Mm-hmm. And then it went from there to Charlie Bell, and then from there to Marvin Stoniker. Marvin Stoniker sold it to John Gear, and John Gear sold it to Smith Reed, and I bought off Smith Reed. Yeah. But my first banjo I had, my dad made the old banjo.
Yeah, tell me how he made that.
Well, he made the rim out of white oak. Boils in a kettle, you know, and then bent it. And then he put a groundhog hat on. He's a blacksmith, and he made the few metal brackets to hold the head on. And a tension hook was made out of a buggy rake tooth.
Buggy rake tooth?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
And the neck was made out of locals and it had wooden pegs in it. It was made out of hickory, I think. But it only had 5 frets on it, and it was made out of bits and more.
And spark.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 5 frets. And the pegs was made out of wood, of course. And I raveled a screen out of an old screen door and put on for strings. And then I got enough money to buy a set of strings for 20 cents up here at Russell's store. Sunrise was the name of the brand of the string.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Well, it was hard times back in them days. Yeah.
People have told me that Ren McGee was a pretty good banjo player. Did you ever hear him play?
Well, no, I never did hear Rand Pick, but he's a powerful fiddle player.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. He played a lot of good fiddle tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Rand was all right. He could play the fiddle. Him and Ed and Hammond played a lot against each other.
Mm-hmm.
One would play that old tune, Bertie, and Ed would play it, and Rand would say, reach me the fiddle, let me play it. He'd play it, and Edmund, he'd take her, and if you learned to play a tune like Rand, he'd change it. Yeah, he'd change her some other way.
Uh-huh.
He could learn any kind of a tune. He'd go to Smith's Reeds, and Smith bought every old fiddle record he'd hear. And Smith would tell me, he said, Pete Rand said he couldn't learn that old fiddle tune. But Rand could play it. He'd tell Smith it's too much for him. You know, he couldn't learn it, but he could play her.
Mm-hmm.
Old Smith would catch the train up here at Huttonsville and go into Elton and get records of the old fiddle of John Carson, you know. That's where I learned my first tune from.
Mm-hmm.
The Turkey and the Straw I played down there at Glenwood. The contest was tuned up high bass, you know, like old. I hadn't played it for so long. I used to use my little finger, you know, all the time. I had to get away from that all the
time. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And go up and make two high notes, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I used to play in all them tunes. Can't do it anymore. No, sir. And then they picked the band, you know, different styles. And I learned to pick with my fingers, of course. Call hammer, too. Yeah. I was too contrived to change my style. I just picked out a style of my own and just stayed with it.
Mm-hmm.
Never amounted to anything.
I'm trying to think of all the banjo players around here. There was Donny Gum over there, she played, I mean, old time banjo players.
Yeah.
Currence Hammonds, Cletus Johnson, Arthur D. Johnson. Russell Higgins, he played for me. He used to live down in this country.
Yeah.
Didn't he? He's played for me.
Yeah, and I think Russell's dad played some.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wasn't too many back at that time picked a banjo. Walter Schlecker picked the banjo too. He played callhammer style.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether any of the Van Pelts played the banjo or not. I don't think they did.
Is Lilburn? Is that his name? Lilburn?
Lilburn.
Lilburn. Is he still living?
No, Lilburn died here about a year ago.
Did he? How about Currence? Currence had a sister and a brother around here. Are they? A sister was Mimi, I think.
Yeah, one of them married
Killingsworth.
Killingsworth, she did.
She died.
Yeah.
And his brother Bob, he used to live around here.
Yeah.
Is he living or dead?
He's dead.
Dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. Currency used to play for a lot of dances. Oh, Ed, he died in 1955.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped over there at the cemetery and took a picture of the monument.
Where's that?
Over at the Sharp Cemetery on Route 39 and going towards Richwood out of,
mm-hmm.
of Mill Point.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Forget what year he was born in.
Currence told me he died over here at Currence's father's place. No, I'm wrong. That was Currence's grandfather he was talking about. Currence told me the night his grandfather died, he was up in his 90s. He asked if he could have a fiddle, and he said he played the Bonaparte's Retreat. He said, like he never heard anybody play before.
Yeah.
And he died that night.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, all them hammers is about all gone.
Yeah.
Burl's still living.
Yeah.
Burl fiddled about the same as Eden. Played about the same too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ed learned that old Waynesboro off of old fiddle Jim Burke. I learned it off of that old record. I think on the other side of it, Hawk's Got a Chicken. Then he played an old tune, Shoot That Turkey Buzzard. I learned that one.
Where was Burke from?
I don't know.
Did he cut records then?
I think his right name was Doc Roberts.
Uh-huh.
I think that
was. He'd been from Kentucky then.
Yeah. But on the record it said Fiddle of Jim Burke. Yes, sir. Waynesboro was one of them on the record. Yeah, that's where Ed learned it. Yeah, well, Ed, and he never did have a good fiddle. No, sir, he never had a good
fiddle. Did you ever hear him play the banjo?
No, I never did.
Now, Arthur D. plays a lot of tunes he said he learned from Ed on the banjo.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I never heard him play the banjo, but I've heard James pick the banjo. Rolling. That's James playing the guitar on that record.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched him play it. Yeah. Played around the Weidman a lot. Yes, sir. I learned Billy in my low ground all the way.
Off Ed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, but over the years, the fella changes these tunes, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Get back to them old pasteboard discs I made in 1950. I played them all together different. You don't realize you're changing them either.
Mm-hmm.
No, sir. Yeah. And then there's a fella who used to live in Durban. He's a pretty good climber. I think his name was Shepard.
Uh-huh.
He's dead and gone. He had a nice banjo. It was a silver tone. Mm-hmm. Had a nice inlay up the neck. It was one of their best ones. That comes here in Roebuck, but I don't know who built it. Bacon, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a cheap banjo. Yeah, you've got a good one.
Was there, could you buy banjos around here anywhere? Do you have to go to Elkins or what to buy, I mean, the old-time banjos? Do you have to order them from Sears or what?
I don't know where they get them. I don't know.
Where'd you get this one?
I got it off of, what was that?
Doddrell.
Doddrell, Mrs. Doddrell of Valley Head. Uh-huh. Her husband ordered in 1917. Said, and they had a freight station down on Valley Fork, and they lived on up here in Monterville. And he walked down, he ordered for Christmas, and he walked down there and when it come in on Elk River and got it.
Uh-huh. Now, was that flange on there? Or did you put
no,
that?
I made that out of an old state road sign. Uh-huh. Got it out of the junkyard over there at Elkins. I put a resonator on, but there wasn't no account for bluegrass picking.
Yeah.
No. Yep. Her boys are still living. I told them I had the banjo. Yeah. Bought it in 1917. It's got the original old keys on it. Come on.
All metal.
The other head end, damp weather, they don't play very good.
Right.
No, sir. 68.
Yeah.
I don't know who that fire was, but he had a white lady beg a banjo. And that fire was a good picker.
Hmm.
I don't know his name. See him over there Pioneer Days one time.
Hmm.
Now, he's a good one. No, I don't remember his name. It's 1968, I know.
Hmm. Goose Chase.